If you know that the person is not going to listen to you when you tell them that what they're doing is wrong, when you're telling the public and a large group of people, when you're telling them that what they're doing is wrong because they're doing it bemazed, and therefore you're obligated to tell them, even if you know they're not going to listen, you should only say it once. And then once you say it once, since there's a chance they might listen, or at least they can't claim anymore, well, nobody told me. But from then on, once you said it once, then you shouldn't say it anymore, and you've exempted yourself from the mitzvah of tochacha. Since you know they're not going to listen, you shouldn't do it more than once. But if it's an individual, then you're obligated to tell him that what he's doing is wrong over and over and over again until he hits you or until he curses you. The difference being that when there's some suggested differences that when there's a tzibur, so then even if you'd be able to convince one of those people, everyone else is going to get him to say, no, come on, Ish Yisrael Ya'azoru, as we know from the song, Ish Yisrael Ya'azoru L'chiv Yomar Chazak, is that they're getting each other to go do Avodah Zarah. So the same thing over here, if a group of people is doing something wrong and then one person is ready to change his mind, everyone else will say, no, we can do it together, we can still sin, let's go. But so therefore, you should only do it once. But an individual, maybe you'll be able to convince him to stop. Gimel. Im hifzik me'achilazo be'ora yom gadol. If you stop while you're eating early, if you stop eating early while it's still daytime, yachol lachzor v'lechol kol zman shel kibul alav hatainis. You're able to eat more as long as you haven't accepted upon yourselves the fast of Yom Kippur. The Mishnah Berurah says that there are some who say the minhag is that once you've finished eating your Suda Sam of Sekes, it's like you were makabel upon yourself the fast, and therefore you need to stop eating. And therefore it's best before benching to say straight up, I am not planning on starting my fast yet, I'm still going to eat or drink afterwards. That's what one should do, and when they bench for the Suda Sam of Sekes. The Ramah adds, we paskin that if you just think about accepting the fast, it doesn't work. You actually have to say it out loud. But again, if you do accept upon yourself the fast early, then along with that goes not washing and not anointing yourself and not doing malacha. Also, all of that starts early. The only one that doesn't start, say the poskim, is nilas sandal. You don't have to change your shoes even if you accept Yom Kippur early. But as we discussed last time, that's why it's important to try and get to shul a little bit early on Erev Yom Kippur, so that you'll accept the mitzvah of Tosefa Shabbos. Sif Dalad, Erev Yom Kippur, Ein lo lechol al machalim kalim l'sakel, kadei shalei savei miskak sheispala. On Erev Yom Kippur, when you're eating your foods, because we know it's a mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur, you should eat light foods which are easily digestible, so that it doesn't fill you up too much, and then it'll distract you from your davening if you are too full. We don't eat foods which might lead you to have a seminal emission, because you're not able to go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, and that will be a problem if you are a keri. You shouldn't eat dairy foods at the Suda Sam of Sekes, Shemar Bim Zera, because that also causes more keri. The Ramah says that at the morning meal, the minhag is to eat milk. So at the Suda Sam of Sekes, the minhag is to eat meat. Usually it's chicken, not meat, says the Prima Gadim. The minhag is to eat chicken. But at the morning meal, you're able to eat dairy if you want. So what is this morning meal? So there are some who have this minhag of having a morning meal. Two Suda Sam of Sekes, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, but it's really not the case. Really, it's just back in the day, they used to eat two meals. That's what they did. They wouldn't snack all day or anything like that. So they would have a morning meal, and they would eat dairy at that one, and then they would have their Suda Sam of Sekes in the afternoon for Yom Kippur. So if one wants to have a meal in the morning, they can, but maybe it's just a fulfillment of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, just like any other eating that you would do on Erev Yom Kippur. There's no din that you have to have a meal in the morning also, but some people have this minhag of having a dairy suda in the morning and a meat suda in the afternoon. One more point that the Mishnah Berurah makes is, you shouldn't eat, if you do eat too much and you're full, he says you shouldn't stick your finger in your throat to make yourself throw up because you're so full, because you'll end up swallowing some of the vomit, which will be a problem. But based off of this, the post can point out, this is why you shouldn't rinse your mouth out or anything like that on Yom Kippur. Even if you keep your head down, so it's unlikely you'll swallow it, there's always a chance that you'll swallow something, and that's why you're not supposed to use mouthwash or anything like that on Yom Kippur.